Welcome to Daytime Confidential's Top 5 Podcast, where opinions become heated and hilarity runs high as we discuss our favorite Top 5 list of the week. Welcome, everybody. I'm Lisa.
On today's podcast, we are counting down our Top 5 frenemies, the people who love to argue and love to fight and then have fun together. Boy, sounds an awful lot like us, Lisa, doesn't it?
My number one again?
You're my number one frenemy for sure.
Frenemy, huh? Oh, mm-hmm. All right. I got that written down.
In absence of, well, I don't know where this is going, so just go.
Sorry. Okay.
You're eating during the podcast, weren't you?
Hey, I'm starving. I've been put off 17 times. I'm thinking I'm willing, you know, I've earned the right to eat.
Oh, I see.
See? Okay, now whose fault is it on this podcast? Not mine. So that leaves just one other option.
That it was rescheduled?
Well, that and this whole board explosion on the forums.
Okay, that is not my fault. That is GH fan Sunny Carly Forever.
767, whatever. Yeah. Okay, all right, you.
It has been like, what?
No, SC Forever person.
Oh,
you.
Okay.
You are like a crack dealer. You should be held accountable. I even get into this game, and I hate that game. And I'm into it.
And
I'm in there going, oh, I gotta win. Refresh. I'm a 35-year-old mother.
Folks, if you aren't aware, GH Fan 767, Sunny Carly Forever, started an elimination thread, which takes basically the top characters on all the currently on a soap and gives them a certain number of points, and then everybody has to work to eliminate points from other people and add them to your favorite ones. And it went really well the first game. It took forever. Robin became the number one, Nicholas was number two, and Luke was number three.
Who? Lick.
Luke. And it was so popular that we added it to the other boards, and at the moment, I've got an ongoing battle with Molly Pop in the Young and the Restless forums over, let's see, it's Michael versus, who is it? She's got
David Chow,
and we're almost done eliminating Victoria.
So I can't believe those are the last three.
Well,
you think it'd be Phyllis and Victor and Jack? No.
No, but that's the thing. You have to take out those type of people early.
Yeah, I noticed. That's the only reason I went after Gloria, because I left her alone until you eliminated Jack.
Well,
I came after you.
And, well, I never was adding points to Gloria, but I found it interesting.
But you subtracted from Jack. I just found that very interesting.
Well, you have to take...
And it sounds like Mortal Kombat, doesn't it?
It is, but folks...
Victor, eliminated!
Folks, if you have not dropped by the forums in a while, you definitely should now, because we have one of these things running in every single forum, even Passions. Well, I didn't know... Well, after the first one was so successful in the General Hospital, we started the second one, and then, because I figured, well, what else would people be interested in besides characters, we started the couples ones, and so now the couples ones are taking off. So now you can go into the forum, you can add and subtract points to the couples that you want, and it's pretty interesting which couples are surviving. I'm really surprised at how well Sunny and Carly are doing.
Oh, okay. There's two people on that board who are all over Sunny and Carly.
And folks,
did your play get in on the action too?
I don't know, but folks, the one thing that you got to remember about these games, it's always in good fun. When we subtract points from your favorite couple, it does not mean we are attacking you personally. It just means that we're trying to get points for whoever we're going for and whatever. So if you haven't been to the forums in a while, definitely stop by because we've got them going. It is so addictive. It's not even funny. Molly Pop went and left a message when she left at work. She says, I feel like I should be able to call a timeout so I can go home. And then she takes a point off my person. So it's like, you want to call a timeout and then take a point off mine. What do you expect I'm going to do while you're gone? I mean, just go figure. And so then, a little bit later on, because right now, Michael's at 131, David's at 105, and Victoria's at 12. So we're getting rid of Victoria here. Your Belay jumps in and goes, "This particular game has gone on for 36 hours and 14 minutes now. I'm counting to the end
so
of this one.
So is its conversation.
And all the others I've seen have to round 2.0 and around 2.0 and 421 posts at this writing. Let's see how long you can take it. I have fun watching all you fight this out."
Well, her victor's been eliminated, so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad you find this amusing. I was sitting there trying to do it, and all of a sudden I felt like I was being tag-teamed by Lisa and Molly Pop.
Well, that's what you get. The Portnum Baldwin. Ugh.
Okay, so folks, definitely drop by the forums and join in the
I
fun.
I actually like Michael. It was a joke. I just thought it was interesting that David was actually one of the last, and I thought, okay, I'll just throw myself behind him, because I thought Michael would win, and it's gone on way longer than I thought it
there
would.
There is a strategy to this game.
Now look, you're thinking too much about it. See, silly me, we're just eliminating people I didn't like, and like on the All My Children board, there's like characters I like left, so I stopped playing and just let it be, let the chips fall where they may. And you're eliminating people you like. You're just,
it says it's a game
that is competition to your favorites.
First of all,
you're so Survivor about it.
Well, that's right. This is like Survivor soap elimination. That's what it is. Basically,
and
you
for us to be grown people and doing this, that's creepy enough.
I know.
I feel like
I start a Dungeons and Dragons club? <You know? laughs> Well, it's really sad, but there's a strategy. First, you have to pick a character.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about strategy.
That's right. You have to pick a character that is popular enough that you will get people to vote for you, but is not villainous enough that they'll take away. Like, there was no way I would have survived with Gloria and Kevin. So taking them and betting on them is the wrong person. So I went with Michael because he was the only Baldwin left. And then the second part of the strategy is you have to get in at the beginning within the first two characters being eliminated. Because if you can do that, you can rack up your points for these characters and build up their totals. So that's what she did with David. She just kept plugging away, taking points off of everybody else and add them to David.
Okay, this is for your sanity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Come back, Luke.
It's so much fun.
It is fun, but my goodness,
GH fan,
this for 10 minutes.
If I have to go through any form of therapy, I'm sending the bill to you.
I'm telling you, she is a crack master. She got us all started. We've had so many hits on the forums. Yippee! Come on, guys.
So join in and
tell your friends
when you're taking a break from playing the game. Feel free to discuss some other stuff too.
My eyes are all bloodshot. I'm
know.
You know, all crack addicted and shaking. You know, I'm sipping my Coke, going, "I could do it." Anyway, our top five frenemies. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My number five is
my
from
number
Guiding
five
Light.
Is GH fan Sunny Carly Forever
and Luke.
You're doing this. Molly Pop. There you go. It's Molly Pop.
Molly Pop's my girl. You leave her alone.
Well, she's a friend of me.
She is not. She's a friend.
Oh, okay.
This podcast, she's a friend of me to you on the board.
Oh, okay.
My goodness. You know who's my friend of me on the board?
Who?
That GHSC Forever, because she keeps putting plus Sunny and Carly, and I keep trying to take it away.
Now, look who brought this back up. It wasn't me, it was you.
I just think that's funny, because I kept adding to Carly and Max, even though I couldn't give three
I was taking
them.
Away from Carly and Max to build up Edward and Helena.
I kept calling them Carmax. She goes, "Stop it, that's not their name." She's a doll. I just love her. I tease her, but I love her. Okay, anyways, my number five, frenemy.
Uh-huh.
Me and you. No, I'm just kidding. Reva and Harley from Guiding Light.
Ooh, good couple.
I think so, too. Are they on your list?
No.
Oh.
I don't have anybody from Guiding Light.
Oh, well, unlucky you. Well, anyways, the reason why I chose them is that this rivalry that they have going on right now concerning Susan Daisy, the useless chicky, is just, it brings up a lot of history. When Harley was in love with Josh and then Reva came back and Josh dropped Harley, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, it just works. It draws on history. It draws on two fantastic actresses who play so well off each other. Two strong women of that soap. The two undisputed stars of that soap. going head-to-head, it's fabulous. But if something happened to Daisy, they would unite in a heartbeat, and we all know it. So it's so much fun to see Reeve and Harley go at it. So that's why they're in my number five.
And I hadn't really ever really seen much of their interaction together in terms of, since I've started watching, most of the storyline was about Reeve's cancer storyline. So most of it didn't really involve those two going toe-to-toe. But then I saw them sitting in the car where they were basically screaming at each other. And I was like, wow, that is acting.
Yeah, because they're both so fabulous. And they're both such proactive actors. You know, we've talked about that before. Uh-huh. And sometimes that doesn't work, but they know when to rein it in and know when to just let loose. And that's all Kim and Beth. So, thumbs up, girls. You're my number five.
Well, coming in at number five for me is a pair on Days of Our Lives, which is sort of defunct at the moment because one of the characters is missing.
Defunct.
But is Sammy Nicole. I love those two together. I thought that they could always be the next Kate and Vivian. And I've mentioned it before, I'd love to see Vivian return and Sammy and Vivian team up and Kate and Nicole team up. But they had the greatest stuff. I mean, the greatest scenes together. They played off of each other really well. They were always doing battle for something. But they were sometimes friends as well. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I love that dynamic. And I still don't understand why they got rid of that character. It makes no makes no sense to me.
Well, she quit. And
I thought she didn't leave on her own volition.
I think she did. I read somewhere that she did. So, you know, conflicting reports, apparently. And, you know, she's married to one of her co-stars. Or former co-stars. I can't remember. Well, anyways. Adrian Zucker is so... Oh, I loved Nicole. Nicole's was one of my favorite characters on Days of My Life.
Oh, mine
and you
too.
Know Sammy. And you know Sammy's my favorite character.
Can you imagine Nicole and EJ? Oh, let's just take a moment to try and absorb that.
EJ. Okay, anyways. But Sammy and Nicole, that's a good choice. I've forgotten about them, and I tried to stick my list mostly to people that are still on the soaps, but that's a good choice. I can't quibble that. That's pretty boring. I can't go, well, that sucks, and start fighting with you and start threatening to come through the computer to beat your butt. So you got to have a controversial pick sooner or later, okay?
I don't know if I have controversial ones. We'll see.
So people write in and say, Luke, it's okay, because mean old horrible Lisa goes after you. So
well, you do that on occasion.
Well, that's okay. You deserve it.
But I egg you on, so.
That's true. You totally, like, make up stuff to see what I would do. Okay, my number four is As the World Turns. We're sticking with CBS. As the World Turns, and it's Carly and Barbara. Yes,
have they ever actually been friends?
Yeah, they've teamed up. They've been in business together when they have a mutual enemy. But most of the time, they're going at it. But they have teamed up. They've had an easy piece once or twice. And like I was talking about with Reeve and Harley, two powerhouses.
And where is Barbara? We haven't seen Barbara in weeks.
I know. It's like they can only have one older actress on at a time. So now that Lucinda's on a lot, they can't have Barbara on. It's
Which
crazy.
Sucks.
Doesn't it? I mean, Barbara is a gold mine. She's a gold mine of history. She's a fantastic actress, Colleen Victor.
Well, and one would think that she'd be going after Craig, too. I mean, you would think that when Paul
went...
Well,
you'd think!
When Paul went... I mean, I don't think we've even seen a scene with Barbara and Craig in it yet.
No.
And you would think that when Paul went to take down Craig, that he'd be teaming up with his mother and Lucinda.
You'd think?
Those two are very powerful women. They should be going at it with him.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, okay, Lucinda's on, so we can't have Barbara on. No. Carly and Barbara were so much fun. That whole fashion thing
well, and
when they were fighting.
And I agree. And the thing about it, I've never understood with As the World Turns is why they always have made Carly such a wimp of a character in terms of professional powerhouse. Here is a woman who is a designer. Here is a woman who's designed clothes. She's also taken designed interior furniture, had entire lines of this. One would think that at some point, with as much talent as she's had, that she would be a success and that she could be starting her own business and become the next Barbara and Lucinda. But they're not doing it with her, and I just don't understand it.
Well, they're stuck in. It's one thing that Estimable Turns has done lately. They didn't used to do this, but that I've really focused on lately. It's that when a character has a problem, like in their love life, in their professional life, with a friend or whatever, that's all they focus on. It's like the characters can't have outside interests, if that makes sense. They can't both be a businesswoman and a lover, or they can't, like Lucinda, purely business, right?
Well, she's pretty much
Craig.
been that for as long as I've watched
Well,
her.
it doesn't matter. She should have other facets. The fight with Lily was about business. It wasn't really, the mother-daughter interaction was kind of flat. And that's what it feels like they're doing to Carly. Oh, it's all about this whole Simon Jack triangle, and Barbara can't be on because we have another old person on. It's just the way it feels. I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but it's the way it feels to me. And I think that's why. I agree, though. I think if they would show that maybe Carly is not as assured of herself in the professional aspect of her self, that would be an interesting story, but they don't. They just ignore it. She should be a major fashion maven, but whatever. It's just a drop storyline and it's a missed opportunity. So, who's
Well,
your number four, Luke?
coming in number four, jumping from fashion to cosmetics, two closely related things, I have Phyllis and Drew from Young and the Restless.
Oh,
Some
the
of
dead Drew.
the. Well, I don't believe she's dead, but
She's
the.
not really an enemy if she did.
Well, considering one of them was involved in her getting pushed off the cliff, I don't know what you'd call that, but an enemy.
Where's
These
the
two,
friend part then?
I never understood. Well, they sort of became quasi friends after their children married. I mean, to a certain, as much as that they were going to. But to me, it's like this was one of those untapped resources that Young and the
Oh,
Restless could go
yes.
back to over and over and over again, and that the fans would love. And it seems like about a year ago they stopped doing it, and it just took the entire dynamic of those two characters. It took the wind out of their sails. I mean, to use a really bad analogy, and it just made them different. And I mean, different characters almost. And what's sad about it is you hear the rumors that that might be caused by other actors who are having insecurity issues. And I think that it's wasted opportunity. Drew didn't have to go out the way she did. Phyllis and her could have been fighting here forever. I don't
Oh
know.
yes, I'm same thing. Two proactive actresses, fabulous together. Oh, just missed opportunity after missed opportunity, wasn't it? It just makes you kind of sad. But Phyllis, going back to being Phyllis, I really like that now. If they bring Drew back, they've got to put her with people like I liked her friendship with Sharon, and I loved her fights with Phyllis. I thought
Oh
they
yeah,
were
both
great.
of them. I agree.
So
And
we'll
Sharon
see.
isn't my favorite character by far.
But Sharon really works when she's not being the damsel in distress or the woman men are fighting over. She works in friendship situations or when
True.
she's being gripey at Nikki. I mean, it really works. So, anyways, my number three is an. You know what? You went to cosmetics. I'm going back to fashion.
Okay.
Bold and the Beautiful, Brooke and
Okay.
Stephanie.
Ah. With love like that, who needs friends? Wait, that's the wrong one. With friends like
You
that, who
think?
needs enemies? There you go.
With love like that, who needs friends? Please don't cut that. You just rock.
That's one of those
Well,
Freudian
the blue
slips.
M&M looks blue. I just love you. Oh, okay. Anyways, Brooke and
Well, you know what
Stephanie.
caused that? I was sneaking in a post on the YNR forum thing for
See,
elimination.
that's what you get. You got. Okay, crack
I
boy.
can't pull myself
And then
away.
today we're chatting, and you drop me a chat in all caps, like you're screaming at me. I was like,
No,
dude.
it was not in all caps. My caps button was on because because I had eliminated it instead of having to type
But
out
it
full
was in all
words.
caps, correct?
It was in all caps, but I wasn't screaming at you, and I told you I wasn't, but I
But
told you
it
the
seemed like
reason.
it. I thought, dadgum, the game has really gotten to his brain.
No, I had it on caps because since I eliminated the name and I just did the initials, instead of like having to like hold down the shift key every time I wanted to hit M, I could just leave the caps key on and hit M, so it saved like a tenth of a second or something so that I could post faster.
A tenth of a second. Man,
I know.
I'm serious. You need to go into therapy.
I know. It's really sad.
I have a number for you. I'll tell you off air. Okay.
Okay.
A support group.
Okay.
Okay, Brooke and Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when they teamed together for the whole minute that they teamed together and called peace, fine. But when they go head-to-head, yeah, baby. Again, very strong actresses, very, you know, that's where the chemistry is on that show. I really don't know of any other couple on that show that has the chemistry of Brooke and Stephanie.
Did you see her? Did you see Stephanie strangling Brooke with a telephone cord yesterday?
It shouldn't be funny. I shouldn't be laughing.
But it just is.
It's just them. It's
Then Steph takes Brooke up to the cabin today. Yeah, there's so many connotations to that, but...
I know it.
But she's supposedly going to keep her there until they can avoid getting Ridge caught or whatever. It's like, oh, brother. But still, it's hilarious.
I know, but they work. And
oh,
I love
definitely.
Them. I love them. I wouldn't change a thing about them except for the whole... They do need to get out of each other's orbit exclusively for a while. You know what I mean? They need to have more storylines outside of each other. And definitely not over Ridge. Give me a break.
Well, they were sort of trying to take her out, Brooke out that way, but they were putting her in that terrible triangle with Brooke, Nick, and Taylor that just isn't going anywhere.
Exactly. And then Stephanie's still fighting with Brooke. You know what, babe? She chose Nick. You know? Goodbye.
You know what I say they should do on Bold and the Beautiful? I say Brooke should come to Young and the Restless for a while.
What, and... Sleep
well,
with every man
I'm,
on there too?
I'm pretty sure that there's like her bed with the valet service could be used well for Victor and Jack.
Michael
and
Baldwin, you're up.
Michael Baldwin and Kevin Baldwin. And
could you see Lauren taking her out?
Kane
She and Lauren going at it.
John might come back from the grave.
Get a shot at Brooke.
Yeah. Come back from the grave just for Brooke.
That golden vagina's here. I gotta get up. I think a couple women would turn lesbian for. I really do.
Well, you just know that it would be Gloria trying to take her out. It'd be the Battle of the Tramps.
Oh, well, I'm not getting into that because Brooke would kill her. So anyways, who's your number three?
Well, coming in at number three is at least half of someone you've already mentioned. As the World Turns, Carly, and I put pretty much anyone. Basically,
half of Carly?
Well, no, you said Carly and Barbara, so I picked Carly and pretty much everyone.
I think Carly, half of Carly could take most of the women of that soap anyway. So.
Carly has been frenemies with pretty much everybody on that show. She's been frenemies with Barbara. She's been frenemies with Rosanna, with her, I mean, even with Molly. She's been frenemies with, what's her name? Emily. And to a lesser extent, even Lily, though since they're related, they haven't quite got into it as some of the others. And now they've done it with Katie, where they were friends, and then they became enemies over the whole Simon and the jewelry stealing thing, and now we'll see what happens. So Maura West is by far one of the most valuable assets that show has. And you know what's interesting about that? Didn't we just get an email today about that?
I have no idea.
Someone sent me an email today about how they had started watching As the World Turns.
Because of us?
Because we had recommended them to watch Maura West.
Oh, really? Oh, see, it was either private emails
now.
Mm-hmm.
It was either in the forums or it was in the... it was either in the forums or in the DC email. Let me see
You're
here.
Getting private emails now.
No, I'm not. I'm not special enough to get private emails.
Well, apparently, I have not seen this.
Well, then maybe you should be checking your email a little bit better.
I do check my email a little bit. Oh, you said better.
Yes, exactly.
It was a joke. And I'm allowed to joke, aren't I?
Well, of course you are.
I don't think it's in the email. I haven't seen it. Unless you're getting... special
email. Well, it's either in the email or it's on the forums. I'll have to find it for the next podcast.
Is that
podcast.
From your special someone?
No,
but
Katie
Maura
Girl...
West is gold. She is gold. So really, any opportunity, you know, that would...
Oh, most definitely.
Anything.
Also, this is completely off the topic, but
What, you?
I want to give a shout out to Coupling Chick on the forums.
Oh, you just like her because she likes coupling.
That's right. I have to give a shout out. One of my all-time favorite shows is the BBC version of a show called Coupling. By far one of the best shows in television history, in my opinion. And she used it as her name for the thing. And then we were talking about it on the forums. Big shout out to Coupling Chick.
You got another stalker, I see. I don't have stalkers. You have stalkers.
It doesn't have anything to do with stalkers. We just related.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so who's yours? Number two.
My number two is, oh, I cannot say enough about this couple. Vicky and Dorian from One Life to Live. Love them. Their fights have been epic. But when Vicky had her heart attack and needed a heart transplant, who was her number one supporter? Who was there holding her hand? Who was there making sure she was okay and getting the medication and getting the care and rest she needed? It was Dorian. She confided to David when they were still together that while she fought with Vicky, if Vicky ever died, she wouldn't know what to do because Vicky helped validate herself because they were complete and polar opposites. She learned to appreciate and respect Vicky, and Vicky saw a side of Dorian that she had never seen or ignored. Because Dorian is not evil. Dorian is complex and manipulative, but she is not evil. And Vicky finally started to see that. And their absolute honest respect for each other during that time, the way that they were friends, but they told each other the absolute truth, no matter how much it hurt. I loved that. And now, right now, I'm hating it. I'm hating their enemy status. Usually I would love it. Because frenemies do fight. That's fine.
Yes.
But over Clint, it just does not make sense.
Now, if they were fighting over David, maybe you could understand
that
this.
That would rock. Because Vicky's always...
so prim and proper.
Exactly, and always been kind of mildly appalled by David, but you can tell that she thinks he's hot, because who doesn't think David's hot? Come on. And wouldn't that be great if Vicky and David hooked up when he came back, because he's coming back for a couple of episodes later this, is it this month, or is it next month?
I don't know, I didn't realize he was coming
back. Yeah,
I guess I'll have
episodes.
To be watching One Life to Live again, because him and Doria are such the reason to watch that show.
But wouldn't that be cool if David was flirting with Dickie? Ooh.
Talk about Freudian slips.
Yeah, I don't think that was really Freudian. I think, you know, because wouldn't that be their couple name? Anyway, Vicky and
isn't
David
isn't it like
Dickie
flirting? Roberts' child star or something like that? Isn't that a movie?
That a movie?
Yeah,
with, like, David Spade. Yeah, wouldn't David and Vicky's couple name be Dickie? And Dorian and Vicky's nickname. Anyway, wouldn't that be cool? And then they fought over David because he's a much worthy fighting over person.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, I'm not liking this situation right now, even though Vicky and Dorian are always gold. I just hate that they're fighting over something just so unworthy of them. So, that's my number two. Vicky and Dorian, I love you! So.
Well, coming in number two for me is someone that you've already mentioned once again, Stephanie and Brooke. What can a person say? They are the reason to watch this show. I don't understand why this show pursues some of the angles it does with them. But these two actresses are amazingly talented. They get every bit of oomph out of each scene they're in. It's great. It's absolutely great. And I don't know what else a person can say.
Yeah, I said a lot earlier, so... So if I'd known that they were on your list, I wouldn't have said so much. So,
well, that's how it goes.
I wish they were fighting over something. I do think they need a break from each other just for a little while, and then come back full fledged, you know, with the gloves off. You know.
Oh, definitely.
That'd be great. So, all right, are we up to number ones?
We are up to number one, and I'm wondering if we don't possibly have the same people.
I know we do. Our number ones are.
Greenlee and Kendall,
1.0.
1.0.
1.0, not right now. 1.0,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Rebecca Budding.
Rebecca Budding and Alicia Minshew. Oh.
By far.
When everything else
on this show sucked, literally there was a period in time for about 6 months where every single thing on this show sucked.
But Greenlee and Kendall.
But Greenlee and Kendall. They had the best writing. They had the best like interpersonal conflicts and dynamics. The acting, the emotion. These two women brought
and the
their
fun
all.
Scenes.
Everything. Yeah.
Like when they were doing the fusion bottles in the factory.
Yeah.
Like Ethel and Lucy. That rocked.
Exactly.
I mean,
which
you
is
can
why.
See?
Which is
oh, sorry,
why. Oh, well, no. Just go. Sorry.
Oh, well, you can see how much fun they have doing those scenes. Even though Greenlee and Kendall are supposed to be fighting half the time, you can see Alicia and Rebecca had so much fun. And I love seeing that. I love seeing actors enjoy each other even when there's supposed to be tension between the characters. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that having had such amazing chemistry between those two...
Mm-hmm.
Huge shoes for.
Yeah.
Rebecca Budig was a small little woman, but she, I mean, in terms of acting, she left some large. I just had the word on my tip of the tongue, and I can't think of it
shoes?
Now. No, I was going to say a brand of shoes.
Manolo Blahniks.
Well, that was going to be one of them, but since I figured I couldn't pronounce
Jimmy
it,
Choo's?
Jimmy Choo is what I was thinking. She had some.
I can do shoes all day, baby. Let's keep going.
She had some very large Jimmy Choo's to fill in this role, and I don't think it's possible to fill them. I mean, there are actresses who could do a good job in it, such as Woodard and the girl who was on Port Charles, the blonde chick. But I don't think
Erin Hershey Presley.
I don't think it's possible for an unknown with no fan base and with what could be questionable acting experience could come in and fill this role the way it needs to.
Well, and getting away from that because, oy, it's really not fair.
But it's not even the same.
It's not the same. But back then, do you remember that scene where, and I really hated Greenlee at this time, when she and Ryan broke into Kendall's apartment to see if they could find evidence that Kendall was poisoning her when it was Jonathan. And Kendall goes, "It's not me, it's not me, get over it." And Ryan is like, "I don't believe you," being his normal self. And Greenlee kicked Kendall and said, "Okay, I believe you." And Kendall like, "What? Okay, I know you believe me because you kicked me." And it was just so typical of them.
Well,
you know
what
I mean?
And in my opinion, the downfall of them as a pair was Ryan.
Oh, I know it.
Because
to prop Ryan, they destroyed the Greenlee Kendall dynamic, and it wasn't fair.
And now they're doing the same thing. I mean, to bring her back, they're doing the same thing. But the thing about those two was the magic that they exuded on screen. And no matter how much you hated the character of Greenlee, or if you were a Kendall fan, there was
or
no...
if you hate Kendall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no matter how much you might hate one of the characters, no one could ever deny that the two have amazing chemistry and that they looked like they were having fun every day they went to work.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that scene? It's on YouTube. It's a blooper. I couldn't think of the word blooper. When they're watching the tapes of the most desirable man in Pine Valley contest. Remember they were doing the Fusion Man contest? And they're watching tapes, and Greenlee's imagining Juan Pablo.
Uh-huh.
And he said, your face is a work of fart. And it's a blooper because, you know, his accent was so heavy. Instead of art, he said fart.
Uh-huh.
And you see Alicia and Rebecca just die laughing. And you can just – it's just one of the best – I don't know, because I could see the actresses just love each other so much. It just translated on screen, even when they were fighting. And that's what I want to see. I don't want to see people that hate each other in real life have love scenes. It kind of ruins the magic. But when you see two people that are friends having fights, because, you know, like Catherine Kelly Lang and Susan Flannery are very close friends, Stephanie and Brooke. And so when they go at it, you can see the enjoyment. Same thing with them. I just love Greenlee and Kendall. I watch clips of them. What was their couple name?
Who?
Kenley? Is that
Kendall
Greenlee?
Kenley. Yeah.
It's Kenley. Yeah, remember Greenlee said, "You remember Kenley?" Oh, I'm like, I love Kenley. I just love him.
And see, that's what I found so disturbing when this new Greenlee said Kenley. It's like, you do not have the right to say
that. Luke, it's not her fault.
I know it's not her fault, but for the writers to bring that up for this character,
I know it's not appropriate. I will have to say that I did have some love for Greenlee when she kicked Babe out of Fusion. I was like, go girl.
Did she kick her out today? Because I hadn't got all the way through it before we got recording.
Oh, yes. She was very Greenlee-like today.
Ooh, maybe there's hope.
Yeah, I did like her at the beginning of the episode, but towards the end, I was like,
Oh, God, that stuff in wherever they went to.
I know.
That I can't pronounce.
Oh, you mean the back lot of the...
Well, it's like someone pointed out.
Dominican Republic.
Yes, exactly. It's like someone pointed out in the forums. The beach in Pine Valley is the exact same one on the island. The beach in Pine Valley is the exact same one that people's planes Babe and Jamie's plane crashed on. It's the exact
Babe
same.
Ours.
Yeah. It's just... They need to
make... Oh, yeah, they're just reusing sets.
And I actually think it was... Well, no, that's the thing. I think Molly Pop actually pointed out, she goes, it would be nice if they'd at least take the effort to move the flowers from one side of the screen to the other.
Well, I watched the episode, and I watched one that I had on my DVR. They did. They moved a plant. One. And I thought, okay, we're not even trying at this point. Are the new writers costing that much? Oh, it's just crazy. But
that will be something we'll have to discuss in our new podcast, our next podcast.
Oh, yeah. We are, because the new head writers were named. We are going to have to discuss that.
Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed our top five frenemies.
And our forum podcast.
Yes, exactly. I think I'm gonna have to get an IV here.
For real. You're going to go through withdrawals. He doesn't sleep, people.
So what is our next top five podcast?
Whatever you want it to be. Oh, the man, the brothers.
Bromances?
Bromances, that's it. Bromances. I'd never heard that term before in my life.
It's the weirdest term.
Explain to the people.
Well, it's sort of hard to explain. If you've seen something like How I Met Your Mother, it was first sort of brought up there. Basically what it means is it's two guys who like are really, really good friends and are basically best buds, apparently, and they do all kinds of stuff together, and they call it a bromance, which it's sort of weird. So we're going to, I mean, obviously Sonny and Jason will be on that list.
Maybe we should have them be our Millennium Bromance.
There you go.
It's going to be tough for me to put Sonny on a list that's not worth something.
Yeah, so, folks...
I'm terrible. Please don't kill me.
Basically,
Please don't blow me up, ABC.
We're going to use bromances as our male version of frenemies.
Sure.
That's basically what we're going to do.
But without the enemy part, because aren't they supposed to be just best buds forever?
Well, we'll be generous on the definition, and it can be either...
See, I like that about you. You're like, it's my podcast, we'll do what I say.
Well, considering neither of us are quite clear on the actual definition of bromance, I figure we have some latitude.
Yeah, you know what? It's your podcast.
So, as always, send us your emails to dc@tvfanonline.com.
And also, we won't talk about the forums in the next one.
We'll talk about the forums, but maybe not the game. You can drop by the forums at tvfanonline.com/forums.
You could. Don't get into the game, though, because it's, like, addictive.
Oh, but you want to get into the game, because it's a lot of fun, and you get to interact with a lot of great people who enjoy posting and have fun at it. So, and I've been thinking of different alternate versions of this thing, so that once the couples have ended, and once we've gotten through all, like, the character ones, then we can start thinking about some other ideas for people.
Let it go.
Well, if people enjoy it, who are we to stop it?
Let it go.
Well, folks, we'll let you go for this episode. So have a good one, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you're listening to it.
Tomorrow.
Exactly.
Love you guys. See ya.
So long, folks.